lightning in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're on the last day of March. We are almost into April Fool's Day, which will, of course, be all day tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to the show tonight. This is the last time that we will be on at 9 p.m. Starting April 7th, we are on Station 1 at 10 p.m. And so that should be exciting. We're going to be spreading our wings out to further countries and further stations with this move, and I'm really excited about it. I hope it won't be too late for you guys to stay up and still call in, because remember, we want to hear your voice, and we would like to have your questions. To call in is toll-free at 888-429-5471. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight my guest is Sharon, my nemeologist, who works with your name and answers your questions according to the letters in your name. She's also pretty good at addresses and numbers. So let's welcome her. Good evening, Sharon.
Oh, Elizabeth, always great to join you.
And here we are. So what's up? What's up for April Fool's Day? What does the word F mean in April Fool?
you don't want to be the fool, right?
Well, I don't know. I might be the prankster. But what's going on with April Fool? How do you determine that?
Well, when I look at April Fool's Day for what it is, it's a fun prank day. It's usually done with love and with caring. You know, every once in a while people get carried away, but normally the initial response is, let's do it with fun and caring and let's just, you know, have a good time.
You know, I had an identical twin, and just about every year we traded classes on April Fool's Day. And we had a lot of fun. And I would be a real brat. I would always chew gum and drop my books and do all kinds of things.
Just to get her in trouble with the teachers. Huh?
Sure. I had fun. It was a good time. The kids always knew and they would giggle and laugh. I guess they could tell us apart, but the teachers did not know. It was amazing. Lots of fun. So what's one of your pranks for April Fools?
Well, we always like to do dare games. Like I would dare you to go return a pair of pants that you happen to be wearing to the store, you know, so you get undressed right there. Of course, you've got your bathing suit on underneath, you know, and then you return it to the store or find a stranger and go get your picture taken in one of those picture booths.
Oh, that was fun. I remember that. Back in the old 5 and 10 days. Remember the 5 and 10?
Yes, exactly. So we would just play like silly games, you know, and dare things that are just silly to do, but not harmful.
Yeah, well, that's good. So here we are tonight coming into the spring months. And of course, I know that Easter is going to be, I think, around the 19th or 20th of April. It's a little bit late this year. And I was also remembering how you take house numbers and tell people if anything's going to happen with their house with the house numbers. I thought we could work with that tonight, too.
Be glad to. What's really interesting is with the numbers, you look at the numbers, and I use the feng shui that I learned when I lived in China on the numbers. So just to be honest, it's not numerology. I'm using the Chinese numerology from what I learned while I was there. And that says what it's going to be like for you when you're living there. And then I use the street name and use namology on it to tell you what your neighbors are going to be like. And then we use the city name to tell you what it's going to be like working with the government, utilities, and, you know, and being able to get help or not.
Oh, that's interesting. I got one for you. Just let me go to where I was. No, that's not it. I need a second. I'll have to get you an address.
Okay, while you're looking for the address, we can announce that eventually you'll get to be on my show, but my show on BBS Station 1 starts this Thursday, and you can call in with your names. And it is at 4 p.m. Pacific time and up to 7 p.m. on Eastern time. So that's really exciting.
I know you start this week. I am thrilled. I think it's just so wonderful. And you're going to be bringing your wonderful power to the knowledge of many, many people in many countries, because you know we're expanding, and being on Station 1 is going to be so different. It's almost like coast to coast itself. Okay, here's the address. 126 Vreeland Court.
So spell Vreeland.
V is in Victor, Reeland, in Mauwa, New Jersey.
Okay. So this is a wonderful, the number comes up to a 9. And I got that from adding the 1, 2, and 6, and it's a 9. And a 9 in the Chinese numerology is the one that everybody goals for, because it means you can stay there your entire life, and it's nice, and it works for you, and it likes to be dressed to the nines. So it's a house.
I love it. Yeah.
So it's a house that is loves to be appreciated, loves for the beauty, and just works for longevity. And money comes to you while you live in that house.
And it's
easy money. It's not like an 8, which is, oh my God, you're working all the time and you're never there to enjoy it. But so it's easy money. Okay. So that's good for the people that are going to be living there. And then the street name says that the people that live there want to make the world a better place. They don't always know how, but they're very sensitive and very intuitive. So like Elizabeth, if you would be living there, it'd be a perfect street for you, because you'd be on a street where other people, your neighbors, appreciate your gifts and your talents.
Good. I got one more. 228 Mountain View Drive, also in Mauwa.
Okay. Okay. So 2 and 2 is 4, and 8 makes 12, and that makes a 3. Threes are known as the party houses. That's where everybody drops in. That's where everybody loves to be there. I happen to live in a three house. I grew up in a three house. I'm just used to a lot of people around, and they do drop in. So that's good if you don't mind that. Okay. Of course, you have to put boundaries on that. Hey, these are my working hours or whatever. So that's good for the people that live there, and anybody can live there, and it works. It's like a house that just works for everybody. And then your neighbors are going to be nurturing, but a bit manipulative.
Okay.
It's like they want the best for you, but they also want the best for themselves. And so if they need to manipulate to get that, they would do that. And so just to be aware, and they have iron type memories. And so they would be observant for anything that happens outside your house or anything they hear, and they're not going to forget. Okay. So just to be aware, the city is interesting because it's a pliable city, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, so the city's fine. That's not.
Yeah, Mobile is fine. I lived there for many years, but that's interesting. Thank you for that. I know we have some callers, but my producer isn't getting up the names. But let's take the first caller. I think I saw the name Amy. Amy, are you there? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can now. Where are you calling from, Amy?
San Diego, California.
Great. And what's your question for Sharon?
You know, I don't have a street address. I could give you one, but what I'm really looking at is my soul life purpose. I have got to do something with this life. I can't stand doing what I do anymore. I know metaphysics and a metaphysical coffee tea shop and gathering people and something like that, but I feel so, wish I did this decades ago.
Okay, so do you spell your Amy the normal way, A-M-Y?
Yes, A-M-Y.
Okay, I need at least the first letter of your last name, and if you don't mind giving me a whole last name, it gives me a lot more to work with. I'm a lot more accurate.
Oh, sure, it's Serena, S-U-R-R-E-N-A.
Okay, so, and Amy, do you have a middle name?
Yes, Kathleen with a K.
Got it. Thank you. Okay. So it's what this says is in your last life, you're a little bit airy-fairy and very defensive about it. Okay. But very intuitive. Okay. So it was a good thing, but very defensive about your intuition and wanting to make sure that everybody followed whatever you got. And so in this lifetime, you literally said, I still want to have the knowledge. I still want to have that metaphysical peace and that intuition and that just the knowingness. Okay. And at the same time, I want to be liked by everybody this time, because last time you didn't always have tact. Let me put it nicely. Okay. So this time you came in with a great deal of tact and can get along with anybody. You can be the chameleon. So when I'm looking at the life purpose, part of the purpose, there's always seven reasons that you're here. So part of it is not to be sensitive to other people's criticism, okay? And that's a carryover that started in the last lifetime. Then another part of it is to be able to take care of you and have private time. And it's like you do your best work with you, or you get your best insights or your ahas when you're in private time, when you're doing reflection. So that's really important. And then the overarching umbrella of your life, from what I'm seeing in your name, is that you are here to literally introduce new people to new concepts and new ideas. So anywhere that you can introduce people, networking is a way of introducing, but it's really how can you introduce? So like you would be really good working with teenagers and saying, hey, this doesn't work in life, but that does. Or you're going to like this, but it's only temporary, because the minute you get in your 20s, you're not going to like that anymore. Or this is how you navigate, because if you really look at the universal laws, this is what works and this is what doesn't work. It's like, how do you introduce new concepts to people so that they can improve their lives? And when you do that, your name says will reward you, because you don't like to do what you don't like to do. And so therefore, you won't have to anymore.
You're amazing.
That works, huh? That works for you, Amy?
Holy cow. Holy cow. Yes.
I know. I think it's really exciting. It's really exciting when she does it.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
I said it's really exciting when she does it. It just rings true so much, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, bingo. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Let's find out. Okay. That was pretty good, Sharon. We're on a roll here.
Well, she gave me her full name, and when I have the full name, I can see so much, you know?
I know we have another caller, so our second caller. Can we please have him? Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
My name is
This is Kathleen Mazel.
Hi. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm fine.
And where are you calling from, Kathleen?
Okay. I have a home in Tucson and a home here in Puerto Rico.
Oh, you sound very familiar. I think you're my Kathy. Are you my Kathy?
Yes, I am your Kathy.
All right. What do you have for Sharon? Maybe she can be helpful to you tonight.
Well, I heard that you're talking about names and then about addresses. And I'm interested in both, but if only one, maybe tonight we could do my name and then I could do my address another time.
Sure. Okay. What you got, Sharon? Maybe we can do both. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I have, it's Kathleen for the first name, and would you spell your last name for me?
My last name is Mazel, M-A-Z-E-L.
Okay, one L.
And my middle name is Lynn.
With two N's?
L-Y-N-N, yes.
Yeah, okay. So, Kathleen, in your last lifetime, according to your name, you were in a monastery, a monk place, a nun, something. You were sequestered for religious purposes. And I want to say it was of a Catholic religious descent and religious purpose. And you really went about doing what you needed to do. You could have even become the Mother Superior for a while. Okay. When you were, older. And it was very detailed for you. And in this lifetime, it's there's a learning piece of where do we have to follow the rules and where do we get our freedom and what's important to do as we've been instructed and where does it need to bend or flow or be different this time. It's almost like your name says, I'm taking all the intuition and all the learnings that I got from that very secluded lifetime in that, sequestered monastery where you were. And now I'm going to put it forth and do my very best to put it forth into the world. Your biggest struggle in your name is not to get frustrated with people who don't catch on fast enough and who don't understand what you're trying to tell them because they don't have the background. And it's like you need to start soft and easy with some and bring them up to your level of understanding instead of starting with where you are and hoping that everybody else has the background to catch up and see how you got there. Okay.
So percent rule. Only give them 10%.
well, figure out where they are first, and then only give them a piece for where they are. Okay, because you like to start with where you are, and a lot of people can't handle that, and then that frustrates you, and then you think, why am I sharing? So ask a few questions, figure out where they are, and then start where they are. And then slowly, through their questions and your answers to those questions, you can bring them up to where you are.
Okay, Hello? So why didn't you I ask her you. About the...
I lost you.
Why didn't you ask her about you. Your address?
Oh, ask her okay, I didn't hear address. What she was saying. I didn't hear what she finished saying because a man interrupted.
Yeah,
I don't know what I missed. I'm sorry.
It's a bad connection. And the good thing is, Kathleen, you can play the rerun.
there you go. There you go. That's a good idea.
Okay, so, go ahead.
Let's move on to the address. What address did you want to ask, Kathy?
Okay, my address in Tucson is 73. Oh, wait. Okay, I got two addresses. Okay, let's do...
Let's do the Tucson one. We started with the Tucson one. 73 what?
Okay, 46 East Placita Luz de la Luna.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
When you're here at this particular address
in Tucson.
In Tucson, what you're learning is all about relationships and how do you get along with others and how do others respond to you and what is your relationship to others? It's all about relationships. Okay. And so that includes the relationship with yourself. Okay. But the whole house, the whole time you're there, it's what you're learning and what you're getting practice in with relationships. Now, your neighbors are interesting. It's like sometimes they feel and sound and act absolutely fine. And other times they act like they're airy fairy. And my God, if their heads were not attached, they wouldn't have them on top of their shoulders. So it just depends on what time of the month, you know, that they're going through, because they go through these cycles with this De La Luna at the end of the street name. And so it really means that they are very sensitive to the moon's energies. And when the moon is coming to be a new moon or a full moon, that they can get overly sensitive and a little bit crazy. And you've got to be more careful when you're driving around there that people don't have small accidents, because I'm not sure that they're all in their bodies, not with that address.
Whoa. Okay. You know, we've had small accidents on the street. Oh, yeah.
I'm not surprised with that name.
Okay, Sharoni and Karen, that's good. I'm sorry we do have such a bad connection, Karen. But thank you so much for calling. Let's find out. And I'm sure we'll talk again soon. We have a Carolyn calling Sharon. Are you there, Carolyn?
Hi. Okay, my name is Carolyn.
And where are you calling from? C-A-R-L-Y-N. Where are you calling from?
And it's Regalia, R-E-G-A-L-I-A.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Redwood City, California.
Okay. What's your question for Sharon, please?
Well, with my name, what she comes up with.
Okay.
Okay. I can come up with enough stuff to talk for you on 2 hours on your name. So it's always helpful when you give me directions. Besides that, you live in a beautiful area of California up there. My uncle lives up there. Okay. So, Carolyn, what I can give you that I hope will be of help for you is that you've got this remarkable memory. You're into more spiritual pursuits as you age, and that becomes more and more important to you, that you have fairness issues. You want the world to be fair. You want the world to be a better place. You have quite a few challenges. And so two of them in your name is, one is that you're hopefully by now you've learned how to speak up for yourself. Okay, because it's one of the things in your name that says you come for you to learn, because you can stand up for others just fine, but sometimes you choke when it comes to standing up for yourself. And then so hopefully you've learned to do that, even if you have to pretend you're somebody else when you're talking about you, just to help you be able to speak about yourself and stand up for you. And then another great challenge in your name is that people take from you what you don't want to give. It's like theft, and it can be theft of parts of your body that maybe you didn't want to give, like a kiss or something, and somebody insists. Okay. Uh-huh. It can be theft of your belongings. It can be theft of your ideas where somebody else then claims them as theirs. Okay. But it's to be aware that you have theft in your name, not that you are the thief, but that others steal from you. Okay. So if you're hiring a new maid, you want to take her keys when she comes into your house so she can't pack her car with your stuff when you're not looking.
Okay.
Okay. It's that type of thing. You've just got to take precautions for yourself, because it's a lesson that's in your name.
And have you had that experience, Carolyn?
Yes, I have, actually. I mean, not physical things people take from me, but they take advantage of me.
You know, and you know, it can show up in all different kinds of ways, you know, even stealing ideas, you know, but you've got, you know, generosity in there too. So you're going to share your ideas.
It's
nice.
True.
you know, it's nice because you've got honesty in your name, you know, and that you're a truth seeker and you really want the truth and that you're a very honest person. You'd be an easy person to get along with, you know, and you do That's the best at whatever you're going after. You know, I don't care what job you were given or that you have, you would do your very best, you know, and you'd mm-hmm. do it to the best of your abilities and you'd make sure it got done.
Yeah.
So
okay, that's true.
Yeah, but you have this one piece that really the focus for now going forward would be your spiritual pursuits. What can you learn about spirituality? Because that's what it says is that as you age, that's what becomes important. So okay. It's the knowledge around spirituality. So you're a reader, so I would start reading. You know, you can read Elizabeth's books. Hers are great. I mean, that could get you started. J.J. Dewey's books. His first one is free online. It's freeread.com. You know, get started with reading. Read as okay. much as you can.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're okay. welcome, Charlotte.
Great. And we have a little bit of a lineup here. Pauline, are you still with us? Pauline from New York?
I am. And I'm from Hi, the East Paul. Coast. Everybody's been from the West Coast, so now I'm
there.
From...
You go. What question do you have for Shireen?
Yes, you read me once, and I think it was with my married name. I actually am Chinese, so I thought of myself, and I thought about when I was gonna. I didn't know you were gonna do numbers. How is it with the Chinese name? Let's say I have a Chinese name, but how do you when you went to China? How did you read them? Because it's not the same as writing English.
It's not. It's not. And I went to China and I spent a year over there from 2008 through 2009. But anyway, just 12 months of that time period. And I really was hoping that I could do enough. It's either Hanji or Kanji because I forget which one's Japanese and which one's Chinese. But that I could get enough that I could associate it with nameology. And unfortunately, unless the Chinese person also has an English name, or I can take the sound of the Chinese name and I can get the major things, but I don't get the subtleties.
Okay. They do have a language of Mandarin. I don't know that like they put it in English, but it doesn't look like something that you would be able to pronunciate. So I'm going to give you then my birth certificate name. And then, you know what? I also wanted to know about the address. Now, if the address is an apartment building, if
okay.
I gave you I can't ask for two, right? I'm just asking out loud which one.
Well, give me the apartment name for now, and I don't need the okay. apartment. I mean, I don't need the address of the building. I need your apartment number and the street.
16B as in boy, 16B as in boy, and you need the street. It's Cassina Boulevard, KISSEN as in Nancy A Boulevard.
Okay, and what's the city in New York?
Flushing, FL, like flushing the toilet, but it's really not.
Flushing New York.
Flushing
New York. Of course we know Flushing,
really
New York.
It's flushing in Dutch. It's a Dutch word. It has nothing to do with flushing the toilet, but that's easiest for me to tell you to spell it.
Yeah, I was going to say I get to work with some Chinese people on creating American names for them that match their qualities and characteristics in their Chinese names, which I think is really kind of cool. Anyway,
I think the Chinese numerology would help because they love numbers in China. I would think that's why you really resonated with the Chinese version. Remember you said that?
Yeah, but I only use their numerology on the addresses. Other than that, I'm using nameology, which is
And when
different.
They give you like date of birth, if they gave you date of birth, they have totally different date of birth. You know about that, right? They have
yes.
Luna. You got to figure out a way to do it because I have a feeling you'd have a lot of people that'd be interested.
Okay. Did you ask your, are we done now? Okay. We have to go on. We have a line
okay,
up
ready?
Here.
Okay, so with your address, Pauline, with your address is, we count the B as a 2. So it's 1 plus 6 is 7 plus 2 is 9. So you're living in a 9, which is just dressed to the 9s, the best number you can have. You can live there as long as you want to. It always works and money flows for you while you're there. Okay. It comes easier than other places. And then your street name indicates that your neighbors are nosy. They want to know everybody's business. So you've got to really keep secret and keep your own business private because they kiss and tell.
Yep.
that type of thing.
I live in a co-op, so they always spy on every neighbor. If we do anything wrong,
yes,
it's reported to the board immediately.
Yes, that's what the street name says. Okay, oh, and then the city name says that everybody wants their freedom, and at the same time, the council's going to do whatever it wants to do, regardless of what the city wants to do or the people of the city want to do.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. You described
all right. Thank you, Pauline, pulling into Let's Find Out. Thank you very much. Okay. Good to hear from people in Flushing. That's my neck of the woods. And here we go, Sharon. We have a Tony who's been hanging on for a very long time. He's from California. Tony, are you there? Tony?
Yep. I'm here.
Okay. We have a staticky connection, but what's your question for Sharon?
I've been told I was going to be in a relationship by different psychics, and it hasn't happened yet, and I won't be.
This is about your name, Tony. You're calling about your name, not for a reading. You're calling about your name.
Okay, Milesworth. Tony Milesworth.
How do you spell that last name?
M O L E S W O R T H.
Thank you. Okay, so Tony, what age are you now? Let me figure this out for you. What age are you now?
He was born in 58.
Okay.
He is 60.
Okay, right. So I'm looking at this, and you know what? You've got an opening in May, you've got an opening in September, and you have an opening next year, February, March, and April. You could be meeting somebody. So any invitation, any way to get out there, any way to just say hi to people in line, say hi to people in the grocery store, say hi, just be friendly with everybody that you can in this time period, because according to your name, that's when you could be meeting somebody important to you. All right?
Okay, cool.
So all it's right. Coming. It's right around the corner. Yeah. In your name, it says that you're very logical, deductive, reasoning, you're practical, you can do anything that has a step-by-step process, so you would be good in math, music, mechanics, computers, you know, anything like that that has that step-by-step thinking process, that you're very good at nurturing other people and taking care of them, but you expect loyalty in return, that you're going to go to the top of whatever you're doing and highly likable along the way. You can get along with any group that you want to. I wouldn't be surprised if you're a CEO or at least have autonomy in whatever you're doing, okay? But you'd be also very good in charge of other people. You don't like making the same mistake twice, and you've learned how to stand up when you need to and to be able to confront people, but it doesn't look like you like to do that, okay? But you know how, and that you can see things from multiple points of view, and that you've got honesty in your name. You just have to make sure that you don't ever use manipulation to get what you want. That's your one big warning in your name.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Tony, great. Thank you very much for calling. I'm sorry that we have such a bad connection. And I'm sure that you'll be able to call in again. But thank you for calling Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. We do have two more, Sharon. We have Claire Harris from New Jersey. Are you there, Claire?
I am.
What's the question that you have for Sharon?
I'm just not quite sure how this works. I just give her my name, and I want to know about my career path and my love life going forward.
Okay. You have scientific stuff in your name. Are you interested in any of the sciences or teaching the sciences?
I do work in the chemical industry.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, because you have so much science in your name. So I would say keep doing that, because, you know, it's like you have in your name where you could manage people at the same time you have all this science background in your name. So have you thought about working for a company like Eastman that does chemicals and they make plastics?
I apply to all kinds of chemical companies, and I was a manager. I'm still looking for a new job. I hope to find something soon. Can you tell that? Will I find a new job soon? Or
I would apply in the middle of May.
Yeah, okay. That is a very good
I can't
time
wait to that long.
Well,
I can't
a
wait that
permanent
long. I've been
job,
applying
Claire.
Since January.
Claire, Claire, you know you can't change timing. You know that. For a permanent job the middle of May, but you might be able to get a secondary job or a part-time job before that.
I would look at
I'm trying.
Yeah, I would look at Eastman Company.
Well, is that New Jersey? I live in New Jersey.
They have different areas everywhere, but you've got to be willing to move too. But they're a very good employee, and it looks like you would do very well with them.
I know they have it in Rochester, New York.
Yeah, that I know too.
Well, okay. Do some hunting online, Claire. See where, if you can find one in the area.
And if it's not Eastman, find a company that's like Eastman that does things similar to Eastman, because that's what comes up that would be really good for you. Okay?
Okay. And what about my love life? I want to know about my boyfriend's name, John Diaz, and I.
John Diaz. Okay.
It's still not going well, right, Claire? You're still having a blocking problems?
Well, it looks to me like it's, you know, when it's good, it's very good. And when it's not good, he's a Jekyll and Hyde.
Yep.
So,
yes.
You know, and that's what shows up in the name. So you've got to just make a decision. Do you want to always be around a Jekyll and Hyde, or do you want to clear this one out so you have room for another one? Because it looks to me like in September, October, you've got another one coming in. But if this one's still there, you'll miss him.
Don't do that, Claire.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's find out. One more.
Bye-bye.
Sharon, we have Marion, M-A-R-I-A-N, I think, B, from Pennsylvania. Where are you from in Pennsylvania, Marion?
Oh, Mount Airy, dear. I saw you a few months ago at your spiritual class.
There you go. Do you have a question for Sharon?
Yes, I want to know where I need to live. Right now I'm living at an address. It's 438 West Mount Airy Avenue. I don't know if I should stay here or if I should move somewhere else, if I should even stay in the state or move to another state. I'm from New York.
Okay, well, when I'm looking at this, the northeastern part of the United States, the whole northeastern part is very good for you. But this particular house always gives you challenges. And so it's like you always are coming up a little bit short from what you want. Like you're a little bit short of the money that you want for this or for that, or you're a little bit short of the invitations that you're not getting enough, or it rings that you're always just coming up a little bit short. Okay. And that, you know, it's a nice enough place, so you don't have to move, but I'm looking at this and thinking that any city that has a first vowel of an A, like Airy, but not, you put a mount in front of it. Now that first vowel is an O. Okay, so you want a first vowel of an A in your city, and then in your state, it really looks like Maine would just resonate with you so incredibly well if you choose to go to Maine.
Hmm. Great place, Marion. Let's go house hunting in Maine together.
So I should have an A in the first vowel of the city.
Correct.
And an O in the state?
No. I was just saying that if you had Mount Airy, that's not a first vowel of an A. That's a first vowel of O because it's mountain first, okay? Right. So you want a first vowel of an A in your city to have greatest harmony for you in your name. And then you can go anywhere in the Northeast because it looks like from your name that anywhere from Pennsylvania going north is good for you. But the best place out of all of those would be Maine.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. Cool. So think about that, Marion, and I'm sure you'll take your time to go online and go to Zillow and find yourself a nice location. There's always Kennebunkport. That's a great town in
that
Maine.
That is a lovely town.
It
but
is.
Do you see anything as far as relationship is concerned for me or business?
Marion, you can always get a job if you want a job, but it looks to me like, you know, at this point in time, you're better off working for yourself or doing something that you really want to do so that you have some autonomy or a boss that kind of gives you freedom, because it just looks like you're ready to take off on your own. And this is a really good year for you to do something that you've always wanted to do. Okay. It looks like 2019, 2020 are building years and then it takes off. So I would really looking into your hobbies and going in that direction and making it your career. Okay. Love life, it's, I don't see it in 2019. I mean, I'm just doing the numbers off your name to get the years, how I do it in numerology. I mean, in namology, which is different than numerology.
It might come in towards the end of the year because she is a Sagittarian, November 27th, and Jupiter is in Sagittarius. So just before Jupiter leaves Sagittarius towards the end, I think that maybe she could meet somebody.
Well, that would be good because I don't see it in 2019. I'm looking at 2020.
Yeah, it could build and grow in 2020, but she could meet him towards that, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday. That's great,
Yay.
Marian. Yay.
Well, that sounds good.
So, Marian, okay. I just want you to know that next weekend we're having a psychic fair at the James Laura House where we had our meeting, and you might want to come up and get a reading from one of our great psychics. It's charity. It's all for charity. But thank you for calling. Let's find out. And I hope to see you soon, maybe next weekend.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. And my guest tonight is Sharon, who is going to be starting her own show. Sharon, why don't you tell us a little bit about your show and when it is on the air?
Okay, it's on every Thursday, starting this Thursday at 4 p.m. in the Pacific time zone and 7 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. And it is literally Know the Name, Know the Answers. It's a show where you call in every single week and get answers. And the first Thursday of every month, you're calling in and I'm giving you answers off your name. And the other 3 days of the month, I've got different experts lined up, astrologers, lawyers, real estate people, handymen. You know, you
That's
name it.
Great.
I've got different careers coming in saying, if you have a problem and you need an expert, what's their advice? Call in and get your answers.
Are you beginning on the 4th, April 4th?
Beginning on April 4th.
Wonderful. Okay, so how does spirituality show up in a name? You know that Let's Find Out asks you always to go within. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, spirituality shows up in a way that it lets you see where you came from, what you were working on the last time you were here, and what's carried over and what gifts you're bringing in. It also says what your contract with God is, or the divine, or whatever you want to call that energy. It lets you know what's your contract. What did you come to do? What 7 things did you come to learn? What's your umbrella for this lifetime? And the name gives you your answer. So how do you get those commitments made? You know, you've got these 7 things to learn. What's the easiest and best way to go about doing it? It also lets you know how, or I always ask for parents' names when I'm doing a reading, and it lets you see your parents from a different perspective as real people who, and this is your agreement with them, and look at how well they did, even though you may or may not have appreciated what they did. You know, but here's what you gained from having those parents that you would not have had otherwise. So spiritually, too, I look at the learning style in the name and what you came to learn, and then I recommend what your next steps are. So like if you're a reader, that shows up in the name, like in Marian's name, and then I would recommend really good books that would go according to the name that would help the person grow, very good spiritual books.
Oh, and that's great. Are you going to have that available on your website when you're on the air? That's a great thing to do.
That's actually in my 3rd book. It literally says.
Are you going to have it on your website?
It's not on the website. It's in the 3rd book.
Okay.
Because it's all spelled out in Know the Name, Know How to Connect. And it literally goes through, depending on the first vowel and your first name, what your next spiritual steps would be and how that would work for you in your name. Because it sits in that first vowel.
There you go. And one more small question, and then we have to go to commercial break. We're way over time. Does the name ever indicate a physical appearance? And I'm asking you that because so many people now are meeting people online. And the question is, can they kind of tell what they look like before they actually meet them in person?
Well, there was a study that just came out recently that had been done over a 6-year period of time. And the answer to that, the result of those studies came out, and the answer to that is yes. You can determine what somebody looks like by their name.
That is neat. Okay. So we do have to go on to commercial break, but we are going to come back for a little bit after commercial break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. The number to call is 888-429-5471 if you have a question.
And we'll be right back with you right after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of April 1st through April 7th, 2019. Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto all turn retrograde this month. These are the three planets that will be involved in the big 2020 alignment in Capricorn. That will happen in early January of 2020. The month of April in 2019 brings us a preview of coming attractions of 2020. So you might just get a hint of what's coming next year for both yourself and the world. The first week in April brings us some healing energy from Mercury and Mars, as well as the Aries new moon on Friday the 5th. Since Mercury has now turned direct in Pisces, it's faster moving in its forward motion. This energy makes two strong connections that will affect your mind and body in different ways. On Tuesday, April 2nd, there is an illusionary conjunction with Mercury and Neptune that could be tricky. Pisces is the dreamy sign, and Neptune can obscure facts and will be confusing as well. Be careful of false promises and read all the paperwork clearly and thoroughly. More healing energy is accessible on Wednesday, April 3rd, as Mars sextiles Chiron. This energy strengthens the Sun's healing meeting with Chiron that happened late last week. The highlight of the week is the new moon in Aries on Friday. This energy brings you the exciting feelings of the inspiration you need to create new beginnings in every area of your life. Aries rules the head and focuses on the self, so begin something new that will excite and challenge you. This new moon, which begins a new astrological year, is the absolute best time to launch a project, begin a new love relationship, start a new job, or begin to write a weekly blog that's been roaming around in your head for a few months. Remember, it's all about timing, and this is the best time of the year to begin. Help is on the way, however, when Mercury sextiles Saturn on Sunday, April 7th, and this energy can bring you back down to Earth fast from that dreamy illusionary conjunction on Tuesday. In summary, this week, allow yourself to harness the exciting and fiery energies that Aries brings to make it all work. Just remember that with Jupiter in Sagittarius, your dreams can come true this year. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to our program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Sharon Weiss. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blending according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce of BBS Radio, Let's Find Out, with an important announcement about a local monthly meeting we are conducting here in Pennsylvania. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, April 5th, we will have our third lecture. February and March were delayed because of snow, but we are continuing with rehearsing, working with, and learning how to raise our vibration and bring us to a new, healthy, and vibrant lifestyle. With this lecture series through June of 2019 in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series, we are bringing information to the general public the first Friday of the month, every month. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the chakras in your body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Schulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I am blissfully abundant when I gaze into your eyes, and I'm blissfully abundant knowing love that never dies. I am blissfully abundant for the joyous way I feel, and I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am. There's a wishful way of thinking that brings the world to me, and this wishful state of being causes real from fantasy. For the mind that stays wide open to the goodness that it feels says I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am. Close my eyes and enter the inner world of mine, then I know sacred wisdom is what I'm sure to find. There are many steps to mastery, there are many more to climb, and I'm blissfully remembering all is well and peace is mine. that time and knowledge bring, and I'm grateful for the music and the lyrics that we sing. I am grateful for desires and the blissful way I feel, and I'm gratefully at peace, all is well and I am healed. All is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. I am blissfully abundant when I gaze into your eyes, and I'm blissfully abundant knowing love that never dies. I am blissfully abundant for the joyous way I feel, and I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am healed. All is well and I am healed. All is well.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is Let's Find Out, and we're back for the second half. But the surprise is that we're going to switch over to Station One right now. We start on Station One next week, Sharon on Thursday. I'm back on Sunday night, April 7th. So we're going to switch over now, and you'll be able to hear us. You switch over to Station One. See you in a moment. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on Station 1 at bbsradio.com. And this is the first time that we've been on Station 1. My guest tonight is Sharon Wythe, and she's a nemeologist. She works with the letters in your name. And we're both going to be on Station 1 from now on. Sharon will be on Thursday night, April 4th, and I will be on Sunday night, April 7th at 10 p.m. So my show is Let's Find Out, and we try to find out everything that's happening with our invisible and visible friends. Sharon, why don't you tell them about your show?
It is Know the Name, Know the Answers, and you can call in and get your name read or call in to an expert. Get your name read the first Thursday of every month, and then we'll have experts on with us the next Thursdays of the month, each one having a different field, so that you can call in and get answers to your most pressing questions. And we will be at 4 p.m. on Pacific time and 7 p.m. on Eastern time on Station One, starting this Thursday.
Thursday. That'd be great. It's so interesting what you do. I love having you on my show. So let's talk about, is there a limit to the gifts that can show up in a name? And let's talk a little bit about, I want to repeat, the ability to know your karma with your name. You said there were 7 points. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there's 7 things that you came in to learn in this particular lifetime. And because this is a transition lifetime between the big ages, where there's an inner will of astrology and or zodiac, and an outer will of the zodiac. And the inner will, each one takes 2,160 years to get to the next one. So 12 times that is approximately 26,000 years. So every 26,000 years, an outer will moves one sign. And because the outer will is moving at the same time as the inner will, we have an opportunity to have 7 lessons, what would normally take us 7 lifetimes to learn. And we can do it all in this lifetime. And that shows up in your name.
That's wonderful. So again, I want to ask you the difference between the name Swaim and the name Joyce, and which one is better?
It depends on what you're after. I always say that the J-O is the most dynamic combination that's out there. And I always say, if I've got to come back again in reincarnation, I want my name next time, my first name, to start with a J-O. Okay. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, on Swaim, you have 2 out of the 3 letters that say wisdom, intelligence, smart,
S means you can learn from anybody. W says we don't make the same mistakes twice, you know, and that you're turning that knowledge into wisdom, which means you can keep applying it in new situations. It's the reason that W is why when I made up my own last name, I had it starting with that W. Mm-hmm. You know, I liked it from my maiden name. I wanted it again.
Well, if I was going to be going back to Joyce, that would be good.
Joyce goes better with your first name, Elizabeth, than right. the Swain. And so, okay. and
Elizabeth Ann.
Right. And so I would stick with Joyce simply because it's a dynamic name. It's got a lot of good qualities in it, and it balances what's in Elizabeth, where your maiden name does not balance as well with your name Elizabeth.
You mean the name Swain. That's good to know that, because I do feel very, very balanced with it. So during station one, I believe that there are different phone numbers to call in. So we want to make note of them, Sharon. Station yep. one call in is, for everyone is 888-627-6008. And these are during live shows, of course. And then there's a direct line that you can listen to, 323-744-4831.
Actually, that would still be to call in. That's just the direct line to call in.
That's the direct line to call in. Okay, yes. Good. And then you can always Skype to BBS Radio PR. I don't know how you can do that and ask a question, but my guys do because they're terrific.
that allows people to call in, you know, from other countries free if they want to just dial Skype to Skype. And it also allows people that want to dial up a Skype number to do so as well.
Okay. So I'm excited. I think this is going to be a big positive change, Sharon.
Yes, I'm excited about it because it's the first time that people can get to us directly. And, you know, I love the fact that people get to call in on your show, Elizabeth. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I really thought about it and said, I want to model it after that, where it's totally, we're Absolutely. Here for the people that are out there.
Yep. Let's find out. We are here for you. Okay, Sharon, I think we're finished for tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. We're getting ready for our meditation now. And our meditation tonight is called Preparing to Take the High Road. We're going to begin with William Vitalis and the song Wings. You're going to love that song. It's flying into your new body, your etheric body, and all the good things that happen when you do that. Raise your vibration. And then Preparing to Take the High Road. And we finish with Richard Shulman, Leaving the Past. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we're going to have a teaching show. I'll be teaching about ascension and some new information that will be very helpful to all of you. And I want to thank you for listening, and good night.
Sometime before the time I found my wings, I was dreaming in my tiny house of silk. Under a leaf. Sometime before that time, I was twining my own winding way into a thread of silk. Under a leaf, I was eating that same leaf, so green and so growing from the rain that was falling on me. Sometime before the time it was, the time before the time that was. Sometime before the time it was, the time before the time it was. Sometime. But now I found the wings that were hiding all along. In that leaf and silk and rain entwining, spinning, dreaming, living, dying, I found the wings. In that leaf and silk and rain entwining, spinning, dreaming, living, dying, I found the wings. Sometime I found the time. My mind paintings floating on the wind. I found the time. I found the wings. I found my mind paintings floating on the wind. Sometime before the time I found my wings, I was dreaming in my tiny house of silk under a leaf. Sometime before the time it was, the time before the time it was. Sometime before the time it was, the time before the time it was all over. I found the time. Sometime before the time it was, the time before the time it was all over. I found the time. This
is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation. Please get comfortable. Sit with both feet flat on the floor in a straight back chair. Or you can lay down on the bed with your legs uncrossed. Or you can sit in the lotus position holding your circuits. That would be index finger and thumb together. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. We're going to walk the circle of the 12 areas of life to see what you can leave behind as you ascend to your higher vibration. The first is the self. Beginnings, your appearance, your physical body, your personality, and your outlook on life. What is it in those subjects that you could leave behind? The importance of your appearance? Can you just relax and be who you are? Can you let go of all the beautiful clothes and shoes and different apparatus that we buy for our bodies and just be simple? Visualize yourself as who you are. Ask your body to tell you. Maybe you'll be surprised at the vision you'll see. And the next step up is our values, our freedom, our possessions, our earning ability, and our inner and outer resources, especially our inner resources. How can we strengthen our inner resources? And how can we make them be at harmony with our outer resources? We always have freedom because we have freedom of mind. And our values develop as we grow. What values do you consider to be dear to you? Ask your body what that says. What values are most important to me? And let your body answer you reverently. Our next step is our communication with others, our brothers and sisters, our oldest son, our conscious mind, as well as our early education. What were you taught when you were younger that you'd like to let go of now? What do you realize it isn't really a part of your belief system that you may have been taught as a child through your parents, your peers, or your teachers? See yourself letting go of that now. See yourself filling that space with light. See yourself replacing that with whatever value you need to strengthen you. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The next section is the home, endings, the mother parent, your property, your foundation, and the latter part of your life. What would you like to see for the latter part of your life? You entered this planet. You're here. You're sitting here tonight, breathing in and breathing out. What would you like to see as you exit the planet? Something perhaps that you brought here with your knowledge, your body, and your mind. Check your foundation. Make sure that your foundation is strong. Nothing can harm you. You are a child of God. Anything that you feel can harm you on this planet cannot harm your soul. Always remember that. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The next section is your creativity, your amusements, the love you give, speculation, romance, as well as your children. Oh my, our children. We can't forget the children. We're always here for them, as best we can be, as our parents were here for us, as best as they could be. What is it that you would like to give your children? What's the most important thing you think you could do to open their hearts? Reflect on that. Reflect on your heart. Reflect on how you receive love. Do you receive love with conditions, or do you receive love openly and freely? Reflect on that. Take a deep breath, and we'll go to the next section. Our work, the unconscious mind, the service we give, our pets, some of our health habits. What are your health habits? Do you think they're up to par? Do you take care of yourself the way you take care of others? See yourself caring for yourself. See yourself caring for your body, your mind, and your spirit. See yourself working to the best of your ability with joy. See yourself caring for your pets as you would care for yourself. Take a deep breath. Let's go to the next part. Partnerships, marriage, how you relate to the public, open enemies, and other people. How do you relate to your peers? How do you relate to your family members, as well as to your husband or wife or children that are living with you? Are you in your heart? Do you speak to them from your heart? Do you encourage them and allow them to be who they are? Do you correct them the way a mother bear might correct her cubs? Or are you harsher? What impressions do you leave on your animals and on your children? What is the unconscious mind saying? Is it full of combat? Is it full of anger and resentment? Or is there room for the light to come in, for a higher form of discipline to come in, so that you can work without interference? Take a deep breath and let's go to the next section. Death, inheritance, reincarnation, your partner's resources, as well as your sexual attitudes. What about other people's money? Do you regard it as important as your money? If you borrow money, do you return it? If you get a car loan or a mortgage, are you happy to pay it back? What is your attitude towards money? Think this. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. Other people's resources are a treasure as well as mine. I look forward to my transition as I looked forward to my birth. There is no fear. It's a process of life. Take a deep breath, and let's go on to the next section. The law, your in-laws, religion and philosophy, long-distance trips, and your superconscious mind. Is your superconscious mind open enough to believe that you can travel off the planet as well as on? Are you open to all kinds of new technology and new awarenesses? Do you realize there's life on other planets and that there's worlds and other worlds? Embrace your world and all the other worlds. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. And the next part of your life is the father, your reputation, your profession, how you work with authorities as well as your ego. Are you cooperative with authorities? Do you respect the law? Of course we need improvements. We need improvements with everything here on this planet. But nonetheless, respecting the law as it's written now, until it is changed, is important. And just as important is being willing to be a part of making changes to that law. And your reputation, it should be sterling. You say what you mean and mean what you say. You always keep your word, and your handshake is your guarantee. Reflect on that for a moment. Ask your body to make you stronger with that vow. Take a deep breath. And the next section is your friends, your hopes and your wishes. Circumstances beyond your control, which can happen to all of us. And love received. Ask yourself if you can receive love from others easily. Ask yourself if you've allowed yourself to realize that when somebody expresses affection to you, wants to thank you or give you a gift, that that's just as precious as you wanting to thank them and give them a gift. Allow yourself to do that. Have your hopes and wishes and enjoy them. Visualize yourself achieving them. Know that you can. There's no room for self-doubt here. You're a child of the universe. If you think it, it can happen, and you have unlimited realities. Remember that. Let your body absorb that, accept it, and remember it. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The last section is hidden strengths. Your limitations, your frustrations, your subconscious mind, as well as hospitals and institutions. Does your subconscious mind take you to good places, to higher learning places, or does it take you into the deep depths of despair? What have you taught yourself? How have you taught yourself to think? Let's make a statement now. I think only the highest and the good and the best for everyone. All is well in my world. I think the highest, the good, and always the best for everyone. No matter whether I like them or not, no matter if my truth is their truth, I always bless them in their truth. And sometimes I really treasure my truth. But whatever is going on around me, I have to remember that they are as an expression of the universe and of the God energies as I am. And if nothing else, their feelings are to be respected. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. And allow yourself now to meld into the beautiful harmony of this wonderful ascension music by Richard Schulman.